Second to find you here. My computer's running a little slow today. Wake up, fella. Oh, there you are. Hey, you got yourself a Model 5732, 128 megs of RAM, 27 gig hard drive. Good. Good. And you say that it hangs every time you try and print. Wow. All right, no problem. Can you hold for 2 seconds?
Carol! Carol! I don't know what you've been told, little lady, but the rest of us start at 9. I'm just kidding. Good morning. Hey, damn, my man. What's up, my bro, huh? Yeah, put it there. All right. Yeah. So, hoops today? You and the guys up for some hoopage after work?
You know, we don't know yet, Elliot. I'm not sure yet, okay?
Well, that's cool, man. Just let me know, because I'm there, bud. That's right, because I love the round ball. Uh-huh. That's why they call me Elliot.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, make sure that you let me know the right time, because last week you said 6:30, and when I got there, you guys were just leaving. I mean, how stupid did you feel?
Pretty stupid, Elliot.
Not a problem, Danny. Give it up.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good, how you doing, man?
Hey, Bob. What's up?
Hey, Elliot.
So, you and your posse gonna hit the brewery tonight?
Posse?
No.
They're all busy with the big, What's wrong with your neck?
Oh, nothing. It's a repetitive stress disorder. It's a headset injury. So what do you say you and me go and knock back some sides and check out the base?
See, Elliot, I'm married. Remember? I'm going to go home and spend some time with my wife.
Oh. Taking a trip to Whitville.
Just gets funnier every time you do that.
Don't get...
Hey, Jerry!
Jerry, Boberry, FIFA,
Bolet, Jerry!
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Oh, run into an important meeting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Here, wait, now I think you're going to appreciate this because we're both a couple of stereo component nuts. Check these out, Holmes. These are the new Ingebrigtsen.
Right.
Huh? XPC speakers. Here, look at that's the back of the left speaker. That's the front of the right speaker.
Sweet, sweet.
And that's the front of the left... No, that's the right speaker.
Oh, man.
It's not like we...
What?
Elliot. I told her we were here. You forgot to tell him
the... Hi. You guys.
Hi. What's your name?
Well, isn't this a big surprise? I thought everybody was busy.
Slight change of plans, Elliot.
Oh, is that right? Well, I'm a little bit peeved at you guys. I'm thinking you tried to ditch me, thinking I might not even sit down with you.
Yeah, well, we can certainly understand that, so we'll see you tomorrow.
Night, Elliot.
I'm kidding.
Hey, can you switch places with me?
No, I'm fine.
What? Oh, my goodness gracious.
You've got to be kidding me.
Please,
Please don't tell me that you have a thing for Allison Gardner.
Oh, man.
You're way out of your league.
My ex-wife is out of... Isn't she dating that guy in research? Brian, with the teeth. Brad, yes. Brian, the guy with the teeth.
Skunky?
No, that's been over for 3 months now.
Oh, yeah? How do you know that?
I know a lot of things about her. I know that she likes her bagels buttered, but not toasted.
Wow.
That's specific.
I know that she looks beautiful in any color, but when she wears blue...
Sounds like you guys are old friends.
Well, we have been working together at the same company for 4 years now, so you know, spend that much time together, people get to know each other.
It's true, so it should be really no problem for you to just get up and walk over there and say hello to her.
Oh, no, she's with
somebody.
I'll catch up with her tomorrow.
Oh, come on,
Elliot, come on. Come clean here. You have never spoken to Allison Gardner, right?
Of course I have.
Oh,
yeah.
Pathetic, Elliot. Really, you pathetic.
Okay.
I guess you guys are just not going to let me relax tonight until I go over there and say hello.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, that's
right.
Pretty much
wow, that'll make you happy. You think I'm pathetic?
Wow. Don't touch me.
Go for it, Tiger.
Good luck.
Hi.
Hi. Do I know you?
Oh, I should hope so. We've only been working together at Cinedine for the last 4 years. I'm Elliot Richards. We've spoken.
I'm sorry, I don't...
It was the first week of June 3 years ago. I said it was wet out. We were standing in the lobby, and I said it was really wet out. It was raining at the time.
I assumed that.
Yeah. Here we are, talking again.
Yeah. Well, take it easy.
You know, I'm here with some friends, and I was wondering if maybe you wanted to... Dear God, I would give anything to have that girl in my life.
With the ladies.
Well.
You here alone?
No. I'm here with some buddies from work.
I saw you talking to a woman.
Yeah. But I'm not with her.
But you like to be.
Huh? What makes you say that?
Oh, I don't know. When a man says he'd give anything to have a certain woman in his life, I just assume she means something to him.
How did you hear me say that? I was standing all the way over...
I have fantastic hearing and a number of other equally impressive talents.
Ho, doggy!
Let's go someplace quiet so we can talk.
Okay. You, what? You want to talk to me?
Is that a problem? You're not attracted to me.
No. I think you're hot.
Baby, you have no idea. Kiss me.
What? Well, here?
Don't be afraid to explore new horizons.
Oh.
can give us 2 seconds, girls.
Hey, can you give us 2 seconds?
Sure.
Whatever.
You seem really nice and strong. Scary kind of a way, but my friends are probably waiting for me, so I'm gonna just get going.
You're so nervous, Elliot.
How do you know my name?
I'm psychic. Plus it's on your name tag.
Duh.
Now then, I just want to talk business for a second.
Oh, I'm not into that. I mean, I've never paid for sex before. Except this one time, it was an internet thing. I mean, you can't help, you know, every time you sign on, it's like...
I'm not a hooker, you silly boy. I just want to ask you a question. How would you like to make one simple decision that'll change your life forever?
Okay, I'm glad Scientology works for you, but...
Just listen. What if I told you that I had the cataclysmic power to give you anything and everything you've always dreamed of?
Who are you?
Promise not to tell anyone.
Okay.
Cross your heart and hope to die.
Yeah.
I'm the devil.
Okay. I think somebody's had too many martinis.
I am the devil. Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, the Prince of Darkness. Well, the Princess of Darkness anyway. Here's my card.
Ooh. The devil. Yep. That explains it. Now I believe you. Night-night.
You're a very skeptical person, you know that. Look, if you could just buy into this whole I'm the devil thing, it'll save us both a lot of these questions.
Maybe I should call you a cab. Although it's going to be hard to find one that'll go to hell this time of night.
Ooh, what a delightfully piquant wit. I can see we're going to get along famously. Cheers, darling.
Fucking please. Can't do that. That's very dangerous.
Isn't it? Why is it so hard for you to believe? Do you think your mummy and daddy just made me up so you'd be a good boy?
Okay. You're the devil. What do you want with me?
I want you to be happy, Elliot. You have such potential. All you need is a little push in the right direction.
I am happy.
Oh, please. You don't have to lie to me. I know every dark thought in your tiny little mind. I know that every night you go home to your horrible little apartment, and you eat your little frozen dinner, and you make your little bowl of popcorn, and you watch TV, and you can't keep your eyes open anymore. And then you crawl off to bed and wonder why you're alone and nobody likes you.
Not every night.
And you cry.
Yeah, sure.
I know what's in your heart, Elliot. You could cry right now. I'm talking about reinvention, taking control of your destiny. You want to be liked? You want to be loved? How about respected? How about feared?
What exactly are we talking about?
You want to see how it works, baby? Wish for something.
Like what?
Whatever you want. It's yours. Just say the word.
Okay, I wish I had a Big Mac and a large Coke.
It is done.
Hi, how are you doing? What can I get you?
A Big Mac and a large Coke.
Fries?
No.
It comes to $3.47.
Do you have 347? I left my purse in the underworld.
Oh, yes. This truly is the work of the devil. And to think that I doubted you. I'm gonna go now.
But what's the problem?
This doesn't prove anything. I could have done this myself. I even had to pay for it.
Well, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Didn't anyone ever tell you that?
I didn't even get any fries.
Oh, I don't believe this. I'm offering you the opportunity of a lifetime. All you can do is moan about French fries.
Good night.
Oh, fine. Okay. Well, I'm obviously not getting through to you, so let's just forget it. Come on. I'll give you a lift back to your car.
That's your car?
Excited to see you. It's nice to feel accepted, isn't it? I can give you that. I can make the whole world love you.
Come on.
You still don't believe me, do you?
Of course not. First of all, you look nothing like the devil.
Oh, really? I suppose I could have gone this way. Ah! But it's so trick or treat.
It's true! You really are the devil!
Oh, come on, baby. Come and sit down. I know this has all been horribly overwhelming for you.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure you can. You can ask me anything you like. As long as you don't ask me if there's a god. I get that one all the time. Drives me absolutely bonkers. Yes, there's a god.
Really? What's he like?
You know, you'd think that meeting the devil would be interesting enough, but no. All people want to know about is him. Like, he's so bloody fascinating.
So he's a man?
Yeah. Most men think they're God. This one just happens to be right. Now listen, darling. I don't want to pressure you, but why don't we take a teensy little look at the contract?
Oh! I, Elliot Richards, hereafter known as the Damned. The Damned?
How about the Don? Sound better? Don't get hung up on the language, darling. There's nothing sinister here. It's all standard boilerplate. Paragraph 1 states that I, the devil, a not-for-profit corporation with offices in Purgatory Hell in Los Angeles, will give you 7 wishes to use as you see fit.
7? Why not 8?
Why not 6? I don't know. 7 just sounds right. Paragraph 2 outlines the manner in which you'll pay for the aforementioned wishes.
What? Are you kidding? I have to give you my soul?
After you've had your wishes, of course.
But it's my soul! I can't
can't give you my soul.
What are you, James Brown? What's the big deal? Have you ever seen your soul? Do you even know what it is?
Well, of course. It's the thing that. No, that's... It floats around.
Can I tell you something? Souls are overrated. They don't really do anything. Has yours done anything for you so far? No, it's like your appendix. You'll never even miss it.
Hey, yeah, well, if it's so useless, then how come you want it so much?
Ooh, aren't you the clever one? Look, who's really making out in this deal here? 7 utterly fabulous wishes for 1 piddling little soul?
I don't know.
What have we here?
Who is... Allison? How did you... She's so beautiful.
I've been waiting for you for so long.
Who's that?
I've been waiting for you for so long.
Who's she with? I want you now, my love. Why are you showing me this?
Ever, my darling.
Oh, I love your hair like that. You must go through conditioner like crazy.
Is this real?
It could be. All you have to do is sign.
And you promise I'll get her?
That's really up to you. You're the one with the wishes. But I promise I'll do everything in my power. Sign it, Elliot. Before you start wishing, you'll be needing this. If for any reason your wish isn't going the way you hoped, just take out your pager, hit 666, and it'll bring you right back to me.
Why wouldn't it go the way that I'd hoped?
Oh, I was just throwing that out as a for instance. Every wish is going to be 100% fabulous. But you'll find that out as soon as you make one.
So I should make one now?
Well, if you don't mind... I've got places to go. People to condemn to an eternity of fiery torment.
Okay. I want to be married to Allison.
You got it.
No, that's not all. I want to be rich.
Always a popular choice.
That's not all. I want to be very rich. And very powerful.
Ooh, even better. Remember, you have to say, I wish.
Right. I wish... that I were married to Allison, and that I were very, very rich and very powerful. How's that sound?
It sounds good to me. Enjoy.
Como dices, no habla español. Un momento.
estoy hablando español. ¡Qué diablos! Realmente estoy hablando español. ¿Qué tal que Mrs. Klein, mi profesor de español, me pudiera oír? Ella siempre decía que yo le podía juntar dos frases. Según veo, estaba equivocada. ¡Hola! ¡Mucho gusto! Me llamo Elliot.
Hola, Juan. Hola, Esteban. ¿Dónde está esa biblioteca? Esta es la casa de mi tía.
No, gracias. Soy alérgico a los crustáceos.
Señor, ¿se siente bien?
¡Muy bien! ¡Muy bien! ¡No podría estar!
Bueno, el desayuno ya está preparado. Y después, a la caballeriza. Los hombres quieren que vaya a los establos para que vea el nuevo semental.
¿Establos? ¡Oh, mis establos! ¡Qué bien! Deja la pregunta a mi querida esposa si quiere venir conmigo. ¡Mis establos!
Este semental es de putería. Se ve que nació con la herramienta propia.
De vos se puede decir lo mismo o no. ¡Qué magnífico animal! ¡La vida es buena, señores!
¡Bueno!
¡Prometo! Tengo tanto dinero que no se acabaría tres vidas enteras.
Sí, seguro.
Tengo una salud de hierro. Y encima de eso el amor de una hermosa mujer que me pone el corazón a cantar. No más de verdad.
¡Ya!
¡Epa!
¡Ah, delicioso! Allá está paseándose con Raúl. Sin duda van a continuar las clases de inglés. Sí, sí, creo que es eso. Sí. Sí. ¡Corazón!
Sí, mi amor. ¿Qué decías?
Oh. No pensando. ¿Cómo van las clases de inglés? ¿Progresando?
Oh, sí, muy bien. Yo puedo decir... I am to visiting in the Los Angeles for the time of vacation.
Ah, qué bien. Muy bien. Sí, muy bien. Excelente, cariño. Todo eso después de solo 6 meses de lesiones. Con Raúl.
Oh, sí, Raúl me ha enseñado muchas, muchas cosas nuevas.
Bueno, está muy bien, sí. Bien, bien, bien.
Hace rato que viene sucediendo, jefe. Raúl, en sus mismas palabras, se ha estado a cambiar a su mujer.
Tío, una marada, jefe. Podemos compartir ya sea. Copias dobles.
Sí, copias dobles.
Sí.
Copias dobles, sí. ¡Idioto!
¡Oh! ¡Jefe!
¿Cómo pudiste hacerme esto? Explícame, Alison. ¿Cómo? ¿Estamos casados? ¿O es que no significa nada para vos? ¡Decime!
¿Quieres saber la verdad? Bueno, aquí va. Te desprecio. De pensar quién sos me revuelve las tripas. Solo pensar quién eres y lo que sos ahora. Si me volvés a tocar de nuevo, me voy a vomitar en tu cara hasta que me muera. ¿Y sabes qué? Me voy a morir feliz. ¿Por qué? Si no, tendré que mirar tu puta estampa.
Todavía espero tu explicación.
¡Fuera! ¡Lárgate!
¡Ay! ¡Salete!
No tenemos que empezar, jefe. Coge, coge la fábrica.
¿cuál es el problema?
No, pues, Pablito, la vieron robando la Cairon, le encontraron medio kilo escondido en las tablas del piso.
¿Medio kilo de qué?
De la mercancía.
¿Eh? ¿Qué me decís? ¿No hiciste venir hasta aquí para decirme que este... ¿cómo se llama ese robo? Una libre de... de azúcar o hidra o... ¿cómo se puta es? ¿Qué es eso?
¡Ay! ¡Es cocaína! ¡Cocaína!
¡Oh, mierda! ¡Soy un narcotraficante colombiano! ¡Rico y poderoso narcotraficante colombiano!
Jefe, ¿los rusos están aquí? Están berracos por el último envío. Dicen que quieren hablar con usted.
Escuche, yo personalmente no estoy para usted. De palabra, digo, no sé quién te contaron, no. Привет, ребята, в чем дело?
Отлично, я еще и русский знаю.
Ни хера себе!
Вы знаете, нам крайне не понравилось качество вашего товара.
Это понятно, но дело в том, что я не знаю, кому вы брали ее, и как, и на что, если детям или в школу. Быть не можно не так себе. Чешнички взять, я серьезно подумываю из бизнеса. Итак...
Ты перделся, мухер. Я ура, раз агаяс! Creo que llegó el tiempo del cambio.
Ni lo penses, Raúl. Mira nada más tu alrededor. Cualquiera de ellos es capaz de sacrificar su vida por mí sin vivir en peligro.
Ellos son mis hombres ahora.
No te crees, Alejandro. ¿Por qué es lo que estás diciendo a este mico? Alejandro... Alejandro? Roberto? Esteban? ¡Pierros, hijo de putas!
¡Echenle mano, muchachos!
Rich and powerful.
Not like that.
Goes to the territory, babe. Root of all evil. Ring any bells?
What about Allison? What got into her?
I think it was Raoul.
Yeah, that's not what I wished for.
Well, hold on now, mister. You wished that the two of you were married. You didn't say anything about her loving you.
Well, you know, when two people get married, I assume that...
There's your mistake. May I suggest something?
What?
The rich and powerful thing wasn't really the way to go. Everyone wishes for that first thing out of the gate, and it never pans out.
Really?
The fact of the matter is, women aren't really attracted to wealth and power.
They're not?
No, of course not. They couldn't give a fig for all that rubbish. What you need to figure out is what she does want in a man.
How do I find that out?
Easy.
Her.
Where are we?
A place you never would have seen without my help. Welcome, Allison's bedroom.
We can't be in here. This is breaking and entering.
I know, it's fun, isn't it? I'm sure we're going to find the answer somewhere around here.
What if Allison catches us?
Don't worry, she won't be able to see you. Besides, she's in the shower. Naked. Right behind that door. Go on, go ahead. Take a peep.
No!
Oh, come on, we both know you want to.
You must think that I'm really perverted, don't you? That's what you think. You think I'm some sad, desperate, twisted, pathetic loser.
Yes.
Well, in that case, maybe I'll just take a quick look.
Focus, Elliot. Remember, we're here to find out what kind of man she wants.
How are we going to do that?
Well, she keeps a journal. And here it is. Right, I should be able to find some information in here you'll find useful.
Hey, that's private stuff.
Is it ever? Listen to this. Last night was the most incredible night of my life. I never did find out any of the guys' names, but I brought them back here, and all five of them banged me like a Salvation Army drum.
What?
Just kidding. I could have been a writer. Hey, it's okay. She could bump into you and she wouldn't feel it. Now, this is good.
I meet many attractive men who are interested in me, and while many of them are handsome or clever or very successful, I find myself turning away from them and searching the horizon for someone else. I don't know who he is or where I'll find him. I only know that he is a sensitive man. He's a man who's in touch with his emotions. He's a man who's not afraid to share his fears, his disappointments, and his tears. Where are you, my sensitive man?
Did you see that? She passed right through me. We were one person for a split second. Just like a ghost.
Darling, I've got an earthquake in Chile in 8 minutes, so any chance of making a wish here?
Yes. I wish I were the most sensitive man in the world.
Right. Okay.
Why? Wish I were the most emotionally sensitive man in the world.
Damn, I was hoping you wouldn't catch that. I could have had a lot of fun with that one.
And I want her to love me.
You know what? I have a great feeling about this.
You do?
Yeah, but what do I know?
Hey.
I'm back, my love.
Where'd you run off to, huh?
I went to make a garland of beech plums to place atop your glorious head like a crown. But then I caught sight of that sunset, and I don't know, something stirred inside me, and I had to stop and weep.
It's beautiful.
It is. Here I go again.
Tissue?
No, I never wipe my tears away. I'm not ashamed of them. I wear them proudly, like small, wet, salty badges of emotional truth.
Elliot, there's something that I think that we should talk about. We've been together for, what, about 3 weeks now?
3 magical weeks.
3 magical weeks, and I don't think that I've ever met a man who's been more in touch with his feelings.
I love you so very much.
I love you too.
Peter! I'm sorry, they're such little devils. Come on, you naughty boys.
See ya.
I'm sorry. Are you okay? Do you need comforting on any level?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Have I done or said anything to make you feel less good about you?
No, I'm fine.
Would you like something to eat? I made a salad niçoise with dolphin-safe tuna.
Oh, wow. What is it?
It's the sunset again. And I worry about the dolphins. I wrote a song about them. Would you like to hear it?
Now I...
Mayonnaise. Swimming by the sandy shore, dancing up among the waves. Dolphin, dolphin, I adore everything you are. You're so much more than a fish to me, my playful friend beneath the sea.
I have to stop.
Good. I mean, why?
Because I'm looking at you, and I'm seeing all the beauty of the world shining at me through your eyes. Well, would you mind if I sketched you?
I didn't know you could draw.
I'm not an artist, per se.
Okay, Elliot, there's something that I think I really have to say. Elliot, that's amazing!
Compared to you, it's nothing. Compared to your smile and the blush of your cheek and the sound of your voice as it floats on the evening breeze, compared to you, that sunset's just...
What is that darn thing gonna set?
Maybe we should go.
No, wait. There's so much that I want to say to you, but I can't find the words. I have an idea. I would like to improvise a sonnet about your hair. How wonderful my fair one's face. Excuse me, fellas. Might I ask you to take the horseplay down to another part of the beach?
No?
You know, rather than get confrontational, why don't we all just sit down together, have some salad with dolphin-safe tuna, and see if we can't start a dialogue? You know, I had a feeling that you were gonna...
Okay, guys, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to respect the moment that my woman friend and I are sharing, because it's a special celebration of love and caring and a unique spiritual and emotional understanding.
You want to get a beer?
Sure.
Allison, excuse me, but I thought that this was our time together.
Just a beer. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Actually, my place is like 40 minutes from here.
That's fine. Which way's your car?
It's a van.
Great.
Allison, I respect your uniqueness and your individuality.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you're your own person. Mm-hmm. And if you want to go with our new friends here to get a drink, I won't stand in your way.
Hey, thanks, Al. I didn't need to understand.
No, wait! Don't go! Why get Al this kind of rejection? Why don't you want to stay here with me?
You want to know why, Elliot? Because you're just too sensitive. I'm about to go out of my mind here. It's been wonderful, and God knows I love you, but enough is enough. I just want to be with a man who'll ignore me and take me for granted and who's only pretending to be interested in who I am and what I think so he can get into my pants.
That would be me.
Oh, thank you. Let's get out of here.
Allison! Wait! Allison! I'll get into your pants!
There, you silly boy.
Oh, man, you are so bad.
Why, thank you.
Admit it, you're not very good at this whole instant travel thing, are you?
I'm sorry. Now then, what were we talking about? Oh, your next wish, wasn't it?
Don't think that I don't see what you're doing. I make wishes, and you think up ways to ruin them.
I ruin them? How can you say that? I'm not perfect, you know. Do you think I enjoy this? I'm stuck in this horrible job for eternity. Everybody hates me. I can't sleep. And when I actually try to help someone, they turn on me like I'm supposed to be God or something. Well, for your information, my life is a living hell. I work hard. I try to look good for you.
You look good. You look very good.
I just wanted you to like me.
Oh, come on. I do like you. It's just I'm feeling a little frustrated here.
Don't give up on me, Elliot. I'm not giving up on you. Nobody gets it totally right away. You're doing great. Really.
I am?
Yeah, you are. I'm so sorry your wish didn't work out. friends.
Sure. Listen, I'm sorry if I said anything to upset you or make you feel bad. And then I'm going to try to be more sensitive next time.
Well, I think you're sensitive enough already.
You think?
Are you kidding? You even went for me crying.
Hey, were you just faking me out because
that's... I was 100% sincere. It's not easy being the Barbra Streisand of evil, you know. Never. What have we learned so far?
Well, let's see. I'm starting to think that women really don't know what they want.
Amen.
No, I mean, they say they want sensitivity, but did you see how fast Allison went for those, like, tough guy dudes on the beach?
Which tells you?
That? Well, it tells me that I want to be really big and strong. You know, I want to have a great body, be tall, and, like,
good dog.
Yeah, and I want to be athletic.
Check.
And I want to be rich, too. You know, but I want it to be for something that I like doing and that people really like me for.
Great. This is getting really specific. Let's see. Big, strong, rich, athletic, something you like, lots of fans. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, I hope so.
In the form of a wish?
I wish I could play professional basketball.
Then I'll just say the magic words, Dennis Rodman. Just kidding! Michael Jordan.
Yeah!
You missed one of the greatest performances in the history of sports.
Oh, absolutely, Jerry. Absolutely. People said basketball caught fire with the Alexandria and Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
But I tell you, after what we've seen here tonight, a lot of people are going to be saying, Michael, who?
I tell you, right from the get-go, the fans took a look at Elliot Richards. A couple women faded, a couple fellas, well, I'd rather not say, but they liked what they saw.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a big fella and an imposing fella.
He's enormous. He's listed at 7'6" of the program, and I say he plays the game, like you said, 11 feet tall.
No, I don't think he's that big, Jerry.
No, I'm saying the game he plays is that of some Viking giant with a basketball in one hand and a club in the other, standing 10, 11, 12 feet tall.
It's obvious that Elliot Richards controlled this game right from the tip-off.
Right from the get-go, Elliot is a dominating force in tonight's game.
And he would buy Slamma Jamma Rubbin Sank all over it with rib-tickling jumps of double vanilla funk.
Well, let's take a look. Here's a pass worthy of John Elway.
What a dunk. That's a beautiful play. Here he is, lining up for the three, and Ricola is good.
But here comes his patented over-the-shoulder, no-look three-pointer. Nothing but net.
Here he is, soaring through the air like a man on a flying trapezius, and bam! That's what I'm talking about! Destroying the backboard on the glass, this kid's an animal.
Let's take a look at that dunker again.
And boom! Humpity, hump, dump, dump. Ha ha! I love this game, folks. I sure enough do. Elliot Richards spitting glass at your ass.
Bob is courtside with Elliot Richards. Now let's go to Bob.
Thank you, Jerry and Dan. Elliot, you must be one very proud young man this evening. Simply put, that was a staggeringly dramatic display of athletic ability.
Well, you know, you go out there and you give 110% and you want to play good and, you know, you hope you play good. I think we play pretty good tonight.
Well, in the lexicon of sports terminology, and I don't mean to sound contrary here, the word good falls tragically short of encompassing the sheer virtuosity of your performance this evening.
Well, you know, there's no I in the word team, and this is a team effort, and I just want to say that I'm really proud to be associated with these fine individuals that I have the pleasure of working with.
Now, I would never want to diss your teammates in any way, shape, or form, but you do realize that you smashed to bits Will Chamberlain's heretofore unbreakable record of 100 points in a single basketball game set in Hershey, Pennsylvania all those years ago.
Oh, man, you know, you just got to play one game at a time and go out there and give 110%, and I just hope you want it more than they do when the chips fall where they may.
Thank you very much. Back to you, Jerry and Dan.
All right! Diablos! Number one! Yeah!
Elliot. Hi, Allison Gardner, Sporting News.
Oh, it's nice to meet you, ma'am.
God, I can't tell you how thrilled I am to meet you. I was just wondering if there was a possibility if you might consider doing something exclusive with me for the magazine. Well, you know, maybe more intimate, one-on-one, just the two of us.
Yeah, right. I'd kill you one-on-one. Shoot.
God, it's so exciting to be here. I mean, you must have an enormously huge talent to do what you do.
Well, you know, you go out there and you just give 110%. And you hope you play good. Mm-hmm. And you want to play good.
Oh, God.
I think we played pretty good tonight.
Oh, God, you were incredible tonight. I mean, watching you, I just kept thinking how unbelievably big your ego must be after a game like that.
Oh, not that big, really.
I bet it's pretty big.
Well, it gets a little bit bigger. It depends on how happy I am.
God.
Heck. Wanna go back to my place, I'll show you my bottle cap collection.
Oh, God, that would be tremendous.
All right, well,
God.
I should get dressed.
I can't wait. Oh, my God.
Oh! Hey! What the hell?
Oh. God, there's just...
Hey!
There's just...
Damn! Oh, heck! Oh!
Oh, God, I remembered there's just this teeny, tiny thing to
what
do.
What teeny?
No, it's just something that I have to write.
You, about me?
Yeah, just a little short itty-bitty blurb about tonight's game.
Well, can I see you after the road trip?
God, you know, I would love to, but I'm working on a really big, huge... enormous story on the NFL, so I probably won't have time.
Oh, shoot, I understand. You gotta get 110%.
Right.
Stay within yourself.
Hey, oh, yeah. Hey, thanks for your time.
So long. What the hell? Oh, damn the devil. Damn the devil to hell. Oh, shoot. Darn it. Where the heck did I put that?
Do you want me to give you something to help you relax?
You bet I'm upset. You gave me, like, this little teeny-weeny winky.
Well, that's easily fixed, you know. Now then, let's see. There's an M&M for room 320, Red Hot for 316.
You're giving them candy?
Placebos. They work just as well as the real thing. It's a scientific fact.
You can't give sick people Tic Tacs!
Sick people have notoriously bad breath. I'm performing a public service here. Now then, about your next wish.
All right, okay. Well, I want to be smart. No, I want to be really smart. And I want to be able to talk good. Well, what's the word?
Articulate?
Articulate, yeah. I want to be articulate. And I want to be witty and sophisticated. Charming. I want to know everything about everything. And I want to be popular. And I want to be good looking. No, make that great looking. And I want Allison to fall absolutely head over heels in love with me.
Anything else?
Like what?
Like winky wise?
Oh, right. Yeah, well, I want to be big. Not like practical joke big, but, you know, sort of. Yeah, like that. Is that clear?
Crystal. You just say I wish and I'll fill in the rest.
Okay. I wish that I was witty and articulate.
Blah, 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 blah. You got it, smarty pants. Take two of these and call me in the morning.
Thank you.
wonderful sea, darling. Oh, New York has been so deadly dull without you. Where have you been?
Oh, out in the Hamptons, of course. Up to my ears in my new book.
What, another one? You've written 4 books in 3 years. My God, what's this one about?
Oh, same old, same old. It's a critical deconstruction of the neo-romantic period in art and literature from the political and economic perspective of the Industrial Revolution in France, England, and Germany. I can't imagine who reads this stuff!
Well, Elliot, the critics apparently, it's already won the Pulitzer Prize and hasn't even been published yet.
Well, like they say, Dr. Umgegede and Gegede Baba, Pulitzer Prize in 350 will get you a cafe latte.
So modest. Darling, you really should get around. Everyone's dying to see you. Mingle. Oh, darling, it was fabulous, Basil Mishka.
What a charming man. Who is that?
Oh, that's Elliot Richards. He's a very successful writer. He's a very successful everything, as a matter of fact.
Elliot Richards. Oh, I've read all his books. He's brilliant. I had no idea he was so handsome.
Well, why don't you go over and talk to him?
Oh, I couldn't. What would I say?
Oh, dear, I wouldn't worry about that. Just let him do all the talking.
It's a common misapprehension that the word gin comes from the city Geneva. Actually, the word Geneva, small g, is a corruption of Genièvre, which is, of course, French for juniper. A wonderful berry that flavors this miraculous libation. Speaking of miraculous, I'm Elliot Richards. How do you do?
I know who you are. I'm Alison Gardner. I just had to tell you how much I loved your novel. Always to show.
Well, I was just trying to make a simple point, really. See, every time I've reread Camus and Sartre, I kept thinking to myself, why does the existential dilemma have to be so damn bleak?
Yes,
we're alone in the universe. Yes, life is meaningless. Death is inevitable. But is that necessarily so depressing?
I couldn't agree more. Don't you think that secular humanism is yummy?
Delicious. My. They say that alcohol is a disinhibitor, and it seems to be working very well on me.
Me too.
What an exquisite feeling. Every cell in my body just wants to reach out and touch someone.
Yes, it's incredible, isn't it?
The physiology of touch. Just below your epidermis, concentrated in your fingertips, palms of your hands, soles of your feet, clitoris, nipples, penis, lips, tongue, thousands and thousands of tiny little Meissner's corpuscles, all deliciously sensitive to even the slightest caress. Sending all those tiny little endorphin-producing pleasure messages to the hypothalamus, the primitive brain.
I'm tingling all over.
Do you know the largest organ in the human body?
I can guess.
You'd be wrong. It's your integumentary system. Your creamy, soft, and completely desirable skin.
Can we go to your place?
Maybe something wrong.
Oh, this is so perfect. Everything here absolutely screams, Elliot. Richard.
Actually, most of the screaming takes place in the bedroom.
What the hell is going on, Mary?
Who are you?
Don't play games with me, Mr. Richards. I'm in no mood. I've been out of my mind all night.
Oh, my God.
Hi. So it's your little friend.
Maybe I should be running along.
Wait, no, this is a mistake. I'm not Kay.
Oh, really? And I'm Tony Danza.
Honestly, I swear it. I'm not.
Well, then tell me, who was in the Broadway cast of The Pajama Game?
Janis Paige, John Raitt, Eddie Foy Jr. I assume you mean the original cast because there was a revival in 1973 that starred Hal Linden and Barbara McNair. I am gay!
I rest my case.
Wait, I can prove to you that I am not gay. Kiss me.
Oh, this is just sad.
You shut up, bitch!
Please, Allison, let me kiss you. Remember the champagne? The corpuscles?
All right, Elliot. Kiss me.
I'm gay. No, thanks for dropping by.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
You've been drinking again, haven't you? This is just like the night you had all those brandy Alexanders and ran up and down Fire Island with your cute little speedos singing Evergreen at the top.
And so the cow was returned to its rightful owner. Okay, boys, tonight's homework. Algebra. X to the nth plus y to the nth equals z to the nth. Well, you're never going to use that, are you? Imperialism and the First World War. Well, what's done is done, I say. No point thinking about it now. German, French, Spanish. Yah, yah, wee, wee, see, see. It's nonsense. Everyone speaks English anyway. And if they don't, they ought to. So, no homework tonight. But I want you to watch a lot of television. Don't neglect your video games. And I'll see you in the morning. Shall we say 10? 10:30? No point getting up too early, is there? Elliot, darling. What a lovely surprise. I hope you had a pleasant evening.
As if you didn't know.
I'm sorry, darling. I know that must be really frustrating for you. Maybe I can make it up to you somehow.
Oh, yeah, you've been a really big help so far.
I know. I've been really naughty, haven't I? Maybe a good spanking's in order.
Is that all you ever think about? Do you think everything is about sex?
No, of course not. I mean, there's greed, gluttony, sloth, anger, vanity, envy.
No, there's also honesty and hard work and caring about people and doing good for somebody else.
No, you're just a big boy scout, aren't you? I find that incredibly appealing.
No, all I've been doing is thinking about myself. I could be doing all these really important things to help other people.
What about Allison?
Oh, I don't know anymore. I mean, you mess it up anyway. I know that Allison's not really like that.
What exactly do you have in mind?
I want to do something great for mankind. I want to help create a better world. I want to go down in history for doing something really, really important. And I want Allison to take me really seriously and to treat me with respect.
I sense a wish coming on.
Yes! I wish that I was the President of the United States.
That is the noblest, most unselfish thing I've ever heard. And it's a great way to meet girls. Bless you, Elliot Richards. And Godspeed.
Mr. President, Allison Gardner, we're so honored to have you here, sir.
No. Oh,
the actors are beside themselves with excitement.
We're going to a play?
I think you'll find it quite amusing. It's called Our American Cousin.
You know, I think I've already seen it. As a matter of fact, I'm sure I have.
I don't think you've seen it, sir. It's an entirely new play.
Really? I think I know how it ends anyway. Can we just go to a movie?
Uh-huh.
The President!
Tense tonight, Mr. President.
Oh, well, you know, I've had a lot on my mind, what with preserving the Union and my wife going crazy and all.
And
I hope you find something, Mr. President.
Huh? Well, yeah, I'm looking for my pager.
Your what, sir?
My pager. It's this little red plastic thingy. It looks kind of like a cell phone, only smaller.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. All right. No problem.
No problem.
No problem. No problems.
Six and picture annies.
Wait!
You're late, Richards.
Yes, sir. I'm very sorry. It won't happen again.
See that it doesn't. I don't think a person with your extremely limited personal and professional skills can afford to push the envelope.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
So tell me, how was it? I'm dying to know.
What are you doing here?
Just think of me as a computer virus.
I think of you as a plague. Now, will you get off my screen? I have work to do.
Whoa, what's this whole get thee behind me thing? We still have business here, Mr. Richards.
No, not now. I told you I've got work to do, and besides, I've only got two wishes left, and I want to screw them up.
Correction, you have one wish left.
Nice try. I've got two more coming.
Nuh-uh. Count 'em, baby. You were President of the United States.
Yeah, okay, one.
You were a charming, handsome, articulate, celebrated author and raconteur.
Yeah, and you turned me into a flaming homosexual.
Professional basketball player.
Three.
The sensitive, caring, artistic guy was four.
And the Colombian drug lord was five. That means I have two more coming.
You forgot the Big Mac and Coke.
What? That wasn't a wish.
Well, what do you call it? You said, I wish, and I got it for you. Sounds like a wish to me.
No, that's not fair.
Fair? Who do you think you're talking to? I don't recall anybody ever accusing me of being fair before. I think I'm insulted.
What? You can't... No, this isn't right. You can't do this.
Well, what are you going to do about it? Sue me?
No, that's it. I've had it with you. Well, deal's off. Off! Shut up!
Are you all right?
Not really.
I need to talk to God.
Well, that's the power of prayer. To say what's in your heart, and he hears.
No, you don't understand. I really need to talk to him now. It's urgent.
Is it something you could tell me?
No, it's personal.
There's nothing you could say that I wouldn't understand. Why don't you just try me?
Okay, a few days ago, I sold my soul to the devil for seven wishes. Now, I've already had five of them, but the devil says that I've had six. But I'm not counting the Big Mac and the Coke, and she is, and I don't think that's fair. Do you?
This is so unnecessary.
Coming downtown with
us. I'm telling you, the devil tipped me for a hamburger!
Tell your story to the sergeant.
So do you have a copy of this contract?
No, I told you she keeps it in her office.
At this nightclub in Oakland?
Yes, at a nightclub, and no, I can't tell you where it is.
Because you promised the devil you wouldn't?
No, because she drove, that's why.
Right, in her Lamborghini Diablo.
Look, officer.
Sergeant.
Sergeant, I know my rights. I don't have to talk to you without a lawyer, so you either book me or you let me go.
Oh, gee, are those my choices? Oh, what do I do? What do I do? I choose book you. Throw him in a lockup. Arraign him in the morning. Drunk and disorderly.
What?
Hey. Recommending psychiatric evaluation.
It's her! It's her! She's a devil!
One more word out of you and I'll pop you on, you goddamn wacko bastard. Now, move!
Spread up. There's no point fighting about this. You have to learn to accept the inevitable.
We're all doomed anyway. So you might as well just get with the program, wish your way out of here, and move on. I wasn't kidding when I said I liked you. I do, Elliot. I think you have massive potential. And if you're looking at an eternity in hell, let me tell you, it wouldn't hurt to have a friend like me. So you just think about that and give me a call when you're ready.
He's a devil, that one.
What?
I said she's a devil, that lady cop.
Oh. Yeah, I guess.
So what you in for, brother?
Eternity.
Ooh. That's a long time. You must have did some really bad shit.
Yeah. I sold my soul.
Hope you got something good for it.
As a matter of fact, I got nothing for it.
Well, that's a really bad deal if you ask me.
Well, I'm not asking you.
Doesn't really matter, though. Can't sell your soul anyway.
Oh, really? Why do you say that?
But it doesn't really belong to you in the first place. No way, no how.
So who does it belong to?
Belongs to God. That universal spirit that animates and binds all things in existence. Devil gonna try to confuse you. But that's a game. But in the end, you're gonna see clear to who and what you are and what you're here to do. Now, you're going to make some mistakes along the way, everybody does. But if you just open up your heart and open up your mind, you get it.
Who are you?
Just a friend, brother. Just a really good friend.
But nobody wants to pay the piper.
Are you...
Don't get too excited. It's just a Halloween costume. Anyway, Elliot, my darling, have you thought of your last wish?
No.
Well, I hate to put a big rush on this, but there is a time limit. Read your contract.
I really don't want another wish.
That's funny. Do you think this halo's too much?
No, I really don't want it.
What do you mean you don't want it? You get 7 wishes.
There's nothing I want. Well, there are things that I want, but nothing that you can give me.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, last night, when I was lying in jail, I was talking to this guy. I realized that wishing just doesn't work. All my life, I wished to be better looking, to be richer, to be successful, talented, whatever. And I always thought, wouldn't it be great if someone could just wave a magic wand and make that happen? Well, I realized that it just doesn't work by magic.
I think I'm going to be sick.
And I've been starting to think that it really isn't that important how far we go in life anyway. It's how we get there that really matters.
Oh, you know, that is so inspiring.
So, it's okay?
Well, no, Elliot. I'm afraid it's not okay. A deal's a deal. You get one more wish, and I get your soul. So, let's just get on with it, shall we?
I'm not going to do it.
Oh, really? Well, before you get all hinky, I think I should warn you. I'm not all peaches and cream, you know. I do have a darker side, and believe me, it's not pretty. Now, you can go easy, or you can go hard, but one way or another, I will get your soul!
I'm not going to do it. There's nothing that you can say or do that will make me.
Oh, I think you'll change your mind. I'm just going to slip into something a little more terrifying. See you in hell!
Is this heaven?
Heaven? God knows, it's the courthouse. I'm just meeting a couple of lawyers for lunch. Clients of mine. Come on.
Well, wait. What happened to the whole, you know, fire and the big horny guy with the...
Oh, just a few special effects. Sort of the Universal Studios tour of evil. It normally works pretty well, but evidently you weren't going for it. That last wish of yours was a deal breaker.
What?
Nobody ever reads the contract. Article 147, paragraph 9, subsection 3, selfless acts of redemption.
Huh?
Basically it says, if you commit one truly benevolent act, it voids the contract.
So I get to keep my soul?
Yes, you get to keep your soul.
Yes! Oh, yes! Yes! I get to keep my soul! Wow!
You know, on November 16th, I'll have been doing this for 6,000 years, and you're the first person to give away one of their wishes. I hope it's not the beginning of a trend. You're not going to tell anyone, are you?
No, I promise. Nope. I don't get it, though. I mean, why are you, being nice?
Look, Elliot, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. The whole good and evil thing, you know, him and me, it really comes down to you. You don't have to look very hard for heaven and hell. They're right here on Earth. You make the choice. And I guess you just made yours.
So I can go now?
Unless you want another 7 wishes.
No, thanks.
Didn't think so. I really liked you, you know.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. You've been the best friend I've ever had.
Oh, dear. Don't go gushy on me now.
Okay.
Go on. Go. You'll scare the fish away.
Allison.
Oh, Elliot Richards. We've met a couple of times.
Yeah, I remember. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm exaggerating. I'm good. Thing is, we've been working together here for the last 4 years, and I've always noticed you, and thought that you looked like a very interesting person.
I don't know how interesting I am.
Well, the truth is, I don't know you, and you don't know me, and I was thinking that if we were to get to know each other, that there's a chance that we just might hit it off, so I was wondering if you wanted to go get a cup of coffee, or...
Oh, that's really so nice of you. I'm seeing someone.
Oh. Well, of course you are. You're... he's sure one lucky guy. Listen, if it ever doesn't work out with him, then...
So nice of you.
Really? No.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks a lot. I'll see you around.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Oh, it's a joke. What's he going to do?
Hey, Elliot. Fofelius. So smelly. What's up, dudester? Yeah. What do you say we go down to the club tonight and we pick up some chick ass, huh?
Nice talking to you, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey,
new members?
Just so.
Hi, you must be the boy next door. Do you want to give me a hand? Hablar inglés, sprechen the English, parlez-vous americano?
Hi, I'm Elliot Richards.
Hey, Nicole DeLaRusso. Don't call me Nikki, though, you know, because everyone always calls me Nikki. You know, it starts off as Nicole, then it becomes Nikki, then Nick, then me, then just, people just call me, I'm cracking myself up here. Hey, you want to give me a hand?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Oh, wow, look, you got the new fingerprints.
Oh, yeah, they're the best.
Say, listen, I'd be happy to hook these up for you so you could have some music if you wanted, you know, while you're unpacking, and, you know, I could make us some dinner. That way you wouldn't have to cook.
Yeah, right, me cook. Thank you.
Say, Nicole, you wouldn't happen to have a sister, would you?
No, still a brother, though.
Hey, did you ever think there might be another way? Just feel better about today. Oh no, if you never want to have to turn and go away, you might feel better if you stay. Yeah, I bet you haven't heard a word I've said. Yeah, you've had enough of all you're trying, just give up the state of mind you're in. Trying, just give up.